For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Power Pod is an exclusive WSB radio production.
The fact that you would be this non-woke about... This is sleep.
Non-woke.
This is sleep.
This is the Power Pod with Randy O'Cray, Christina Aiklin, Nicole Bennett, and your host, WSB's Jared Yamamoto.
Yeah, that's right. You're listening to the Power Pod, and I am Jared Yamamoto from the Von Hessler Doctrine on WSB Radio in Atlanta. You can hear me every day on that show from 9 to noon, and this is my Power Pod. But I don't do this by myself. That would be absolutely crazy. I'm surrounded by a lovely cast of ladies over there. There's Randy-O over there.
What's poppin'?
What's up, Randy-O? And I see Nicole-O over there. How are you doing, Nicole?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic this week. We made it to July week 3. And Tina, don't you think that I see you over there hiding over there in
Hello.
The corner. Usually she's over there giggling and having fun and whatnot. But today she's trying to hide in the corner. I don't know what's going on her lip
you
over there.
Can't see me.
I don't know what's going on. This way. Yeah. Well, what happened?
We were talking about this before the show.
What happened?
Let's not mention this on the air.
You've got this red spot above your lip. What's going on with that?
Stop, man, Jared. Get out for her. Okay.
Wow. No, Jared.
I know. That's a jerk. I got you, man.
Listen,
thank you, Randy.
I am just worried. I just want to make sure that it's not a rash or anything like that. I'm over here trying to make sure that.
I'm joking about him today, Tina. I said, Jared, you got a new haircut. Now your forehead is extra wide.
Oh,
forehead. I got you, girl.
That is true.
Also, you know your shirt was messed up. I had to unwrinkle your shirt for you.
Well,
so
you know,
you're welcome.
Listen, when you spend long days actually working at your job, like I do here at the great halls of WSB, you know, I don't work in the digital department like Nicole and Randy, and I don't work in fashion like
you
do.
Who brought you dinner tonight?
Well, you did, but but it's because I worked so hard. That's why. And I earned that meal with all the hard work that I've put in. For not only the Power Pod, but for the Von Hessler Doctrine. So in case you're just tuning in for the very first time, the Power Pod is a weekly recap show where we cover the current events of the week. It's a show where we're not afraid to get serious, and we're not afraid to have a little fun, too. So welcome to July week 3. And I'm so glad to see earlier in the week, I mean, this was the talk. I think it started on Sunday, but when President Trump started this Tweetgate scenario with the squad, you know, the AOCs of the world, the four Democrat congresswomen, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and the other two. And he sent off that just awful tweet that it wasn't blatantly racist, but it had some meaning behind it. And this turned into the entire squabble throughout the entire week. So I'm so happy to see it finally simmering down. I don't care what side you're on. I see people that are like, Jared, you need to take a side on this one. You need to hop on President Trump's side because he's condemning these people for hating this country. And then or you know, the other people saying you need to take their side, the squad side, which let me just lay this out real quick for everybody, because this story is getting so annoying. I don't want to hear any more about it. I fundamentally disagree with everything politically that the squad has to offer to Congress. With that being said, I could give a damn about their religious views. I could give a damn about their gender. I could give a damn about any of their physical attributes. Three of them were born in America. They are American citizens. For the Trump supporters that are trying to justify what he said, it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, this is a guy that he made a bad tweet, and you know, it's unfortunate that some people just kind of follow him blindly into battle. So I disagree with the argument that the squad is making, and I disagree with Trump on this one. Let's just look at this logically and say, hey, you know what? This is political posturing on both sides, And let's hope that we get some better news this week, because I know that Randy's got something fun for us over here. Randy's going to start us off right this week.
Way better than politics, okay? So, guys, everybody know about that new social media craze called the Face app. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah.
So, for our lovely listeners who may not be in tuned, okay? So, pretty much, it's where, you know, you download this app called Face app, and it makes you look older or younger. It's like a lot of celebrities are actually the ones doing it. But guess what?
What?
It's the conspiracy behind it.
No, what? Tell us.
Face app, there's security concerns because now they're saying the Russians, they now own all of your photos. So the Russians, they own this app. I didn't even know that.
Really?
So
you were over there using it earlier this week, weren't you?
Okay. What's up?
See, the Russians own your data. I mean, okay, so if the Russians get, I don't know, let's see, how many people do you think use that app realistically? Probably.
No, actually, they got up to almost 1 million downloads.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yes.
So there's that many. So
It's going real fast.
Man, I'd hate to be the Russian on the other side having to go through all this stuff. Maybe I find some American secret or something like that while I'm going through all those photos.
That was good.
I've got a couple impressions up my sleeve there. So let's say this conspiracy is true. They're using this these photos maliciously. I mean, what could they do? Like, what would they be using this for? What are the dangers with this, Randy?
Well, some of the dangers is that, you know, they can put you in a database and maybe use your picture and put it on something else, or hack and get your other personal information and expose it to the masses, like the dark web out there.
Ooh. You know, I think...
scary.
I think, Nicole, you know, you've had some dabbles with the dark web, right? I mean, I see you over there in the morning. You quietly put on those alien headphones that you're wearing for this week.
Normally large headphones.
Yeah, this week for the show. But you've dabbled with the dark web a little bit. I mean, these Russians, surely we know more as Americans than they do about the dark web, right?
Absolutely. For sure. I know I do. So
yeah. So,
is it really that bad?
I mean, well, and honestly, and Christina too, maybe you could add a little bit to this. If you gave your photos to the Russians, I mean, is there really any benefit that they can get out of your photos?
I mean, think about how many ways. Me personally, I share my photos via Google Photos. Photos aren't already out there
in the
dark web.
So Google's already got them. There's other companies that already have them, and. I think that it's a lesson in what Randy was saying, that, you know, people need to be a little more careful before they just hop on the latest craze like that.
But don't you want a really cool social media post that gets so many likes?
Uh-uh.
That's our world that we're living in.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. And with this app, you know, it gets from when you put your picture on the app, it's not so much when you upload it. Like, they're getting access to all of your pictures.
Right.
They're getting access into your phone. That's where the security issues come
from. Yeah, Randy, you seem concerned. What do you have in your phone?
Well, you know, I live this life here. And that's all I got to see.
I have seen your Instagram stories on the weekend. It's a little wild.
All right.
You don't send any...
Nicole, you got a story.
You don't have any...
Well, I was going to say, I did the Face App Challenge today.
Oh, you did?
Horrible.
Oh, the women are ugly.
I do not want to see myself.
It's biased.
No, the men do not look good. I look like a monster.
We have one of Jared.
You should check my Twitter feed. I put it up on there, at Jared Yamamoto, and also on my Instagram. And oh my gosh, I look like a monster.
That's from all that dang on tan, and you got wrinkles galore, and sun, and cancer.
Yeah.
I think that's why I look so horrible. Honestly, I just was really kind of...
Y'all want to see mine?
Yeah, pull it up.
I think I looked kind of cute.
Well, Jonas actually looked pretty good.
So, but you successfully...
Randy, that's not that bad at all. Randy, you're beautiful.
Thank you, Grandma Randy.
Oh, my gosh. We don't need to see any more of that. Nicole, what's next?
Goodness. Okay, so I'm actually going to take it back to politics just for a second.
Fine.
Because...
Okay, thank you, Nicole, for bringing it back to politics.
I'm so sorry. So, earlier this week... the one, the only, Joe Biden was interviewed on MSNBC, and he was asked, you know, in a debate situation, if President Trump went after your mental state, your age, what would you say back to him? And he had a very unique response.
I'm used to bullies. I know it will be an ugly campaign. I know it will be not an honorable campaign that he'll run, but I'm not backing down at all from him.
Then he went on to say this.
But what do? You make it to the general and you're on the debate stage. He starts making fun of your age, your mental state. He starts going after you. I mean.
I said, come on, Donald. Come on, man. How many push-ups you want to do here, pal? You know,
right.
I mean, jokingly. You know, come on, run with me, man.
Oh.
Come on, Donald.
So
come on, man. Come on, run with me, man.
Nicole likes it.
It's sultry.
He sounds so old.
Raspy.
He sounds so old. Now,
he's a young 76.
Come on, run with me, man.
He's a spry.
He just wants to rustle around.
Now, okay, all right. Now, I will give you this. Okay, given all the stuff that happened earlier in the week with Tweetgate and everything like that, I promise you I'm not going to unravel it. At least with Joe Biden, you know, maybe someone who's calm and collected is exactly what this country needs, because it is exhausting having to
and
follow
the
current administration.
In the midst of all of this.
Yes.
That's why it is
kinda,
so attractive.
He sounded kind of sexy on there, Nicole. I'll give you
Thank
that. His
you.
Voice sounded like a raspy Batman type of.
Yes.
It was kind of cute.
But he's going to challenge
play Batman. Oh, my gosh.
He could talk Biden playing Batman.
Come on,
Biden
run for with Batman. You, man. Come on, Donald. Come on, man.
That just does not do it for me. I'm sorry.
Nicole is literally melting over here. She's loving it.
No, I will say on a serious note, I know he was kidding, but when I did hear this, at first I thought, oh, God, please don't do that. Because he is 76. Let's maybe keep it to like 5 push-ups. We don't need to see.
Yeah,
you
you're going
to
see 2 heart attacks. Maybe you've seen how much weight Trump has gained since he's been elected. Trump has probably gained 40 pounds.
Yeah, I noticed it got a little thicker.
Oh, you know, you can tell. This is how a guy hides his weight, by the way. I don't think we've ever talked about this here on the Power Pod. But a guy, if he's trying to hide his weight, right? Number one, wears dark clothes. Classic. I know women do it all the time, too.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing, too, is they wear the coat. Like if they're at a wedding or something like that. If you see a guy on the dance floor and he's wearing his suit coat like that, that guy's trying to
usually
hide something.
Usually, like
he's
at an outdoor wedding too.
Oh, for sure.
Coat,
when it's hot like that, and you know, you guys are out there sweating like that. And Trump always is wearing his coat, no matter where the press conference is, whether it's the middle of summer or whether it's the middle of winter. Mm. Now, listen, being president's a stressful job. We saw what it did to Obama. I mean, he grayed nicely while he was in there. Yeah, but
they
nobody expected. Well, I saw some pictures of him from 2008. I mean, he looks completely different than he looks now. So
it's like he did the FaceApp challenge,
during
his presidency.
He really did.
Seriously,
he really did go through it. Yeah. Now, hopefully, in Biden's case, I hope that Biden doesn't, you know, have a stroke or anything like that. Hopefully, this doesn't really happen.
Nobody wants that.
This has been the talk, though, for a while, where people are worried about Biden's health. So at least he finally addressed it in this case, but not a push-up match. Tina, what you got next? What's going on?
Okay, so kind of taking it to back to the dark web here. We had a story come through this week that Netflix has decided to edit out 13 Reasons Why's graphic suicide scene 2 years after the show's debut.
Now, the reason why you bring up this story is because you watched the first season. I can't remember if you said you'd watch the second season or not.
So I watched the full season, the first full season, and then I watched 2 or 3 episodes of the second, but I just couldn't bear it anymore, couldn't really carry
it. I mean, it's depressing, right?
It's very depressing, and the scene that they're speaking of is extremely graphic, and I know this is appealing to a lot of high school students, and it's just not,
yes.
I mean, even for me, a 26-year-old woman, like, this was just not my style.
So are you willing to give a spoiler alert? I mean, what are they going to take out of this scene exactly? I mean, is it a couple minutes scene? I mean, what exactly happens? What does she do in the original scene?
It's the entire minute of her committing suicide.
Okay.
So the minute from the blade touching her skin to the end.
They show the entire thing on there.
Yeah.
It's not really a spoiler. It's already out. You can tell it.
So she takes the blade and literally cuts her entire
in the tub.
Yeah, if anybody wants to complain, powerpodwsb@gmail.com. Send the complaints all to Christina Aiklin for spoiling 13 Reasons Why.
Sorry, oops.
You should have seen it by now. Now, Randy, I think you said you saw that series too, and you loved it, right?
It was very addictive. The storyline is very engaging, and I got really caught up in the story, but I didn't get to see, like I said, the last two, so come back in later. But I mean, the bad thing about it, I could see why high schoolers would be interested or young people would get interested in it, but the scary part now is that people are like mimicking suicide notes from this.
Well, and they're referencing this the show.
That's not okay.
Yeah. Now what is it going on, especially with you ladies? Okay, I have to come after y'all for a second. It seems like it's really bad. I have a younger sister who is 15 years old, and it just seems like this this groupthink thing is obviously it's not a new phenomenon. Groupthink is when people around you influence your ideas like that. You see other people doing things and you're like, oh, I want to do it too. It seems like it's especially bad amongst young girls. And for them to be watching a show and then to decide that that this is okay, I don't know. When I was 15 or 16 years old, I had trouble imagining, like if I saw a superhero movie or something like that, I wasn't influenced to do something like that. I mean, what do you think it is?
I think it's subjective. I know when I was younger, I had a very vivid imagination. Mm-hmm. So surprise, surprise. So I don't know if I would have been influenced in that, but it may be the younger audience.
I think
the more impressionable audience.
All of us, I think, were very impressionable and influenced during that age.
Of course.
That's nothing new.
And everything feels like it's the end of the world.
But the hardest part, though.
So you don't think it's worse now than it is then?
I was going to say, I think it's worse now because of social media. Because now it's public. You can see it worldwide. Everybody's doing it, not just what you hear on the news or from your friends.
Everything goes viral.
It's the constant quest to go and get likes, I assume, right? Constant quest to go get likes and reach.
Social media is way bigger, and children, I say, like high school students that age, has way more access to things than we all did.
And they want attention.
It's way bigger, or y'all are just getting older.
Jared,
and on that note, we'll be right back here on the Power Pod.
Grandpa.
The Power Pod on WSB Radio. Join the show at 800-WSB-TALK or leave a comment using the open mic feature on the WSB Radio app.
You know, you guys keep telling me that I'm in some kind of mood this week, and I am not. I promise you, I'm in a great mood. I'm actually so happy to be here doing the show with y'all, considering what I had to go through earlier this week.
What did you go through?
What did you have to go through?
Well, I got my first physical that I have gotten in probably...
Oh, my God.
Ooh, it's been a while. Probably 2-3 years. And I definitely had a terrifying moment while going through that process. And So I've been working out a lot more lately. And one of the things that I've noticed is I thought that I've got like some kind of like lump or something like that. Like down in like my tummy area. And my tummy area. Well, you know what? All right, listen. We have people of all ages.
The
I don't want to say my groin like that.
Not even the tummy area. But it's okay.
Yeah,
got a lump in the tummy area.
Yeah.
We've got to
make sure that we're take care of all of our audience here on the Power Pod. And one of the things that happened was, so we got my blood work done. You do the pee in the cup, blah 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 stuff, but. So they didn't find anything, thankfully, but the doctor walked in on me and came up, and it was this very, very sweet lady that came up to me, and she immediately had one of those latex gloves, right? And she just grabbed the latex glove and just went like that right there and was like, all right, well, so in order to check for a hernia, what we have to do is we have to stick you-know-what up you-know-where. And I about had an absolute panic attack because I said, no, this is not happening today. It's not happening now.
I want,
in my ear, exactly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
In my ear. I'm like, this is not going to happen today. I almost passed out during this process. The blood rushed all to my head, and I almost passed out during that process. Just hearing that latex glove make that snapping sound like that, I'm like, nope. That hand is not going where you think it's going. We're okay. Everything else is healthy. I want a second opinion. And you know what? So that's why I'm happy to be here doing this show, knowing that everything is healthy and that didn't happen. So, Randio, what you got for me?
Okay, that story just kind of threw me off like a hernia and your butt. Okay, anyway, so, and other
it's
and
a
more,
thing. An athletic, I mean, believe me, you can get it all in your tummy area, your groin area.
A hernia?
You can get it in other places down there. Yes, you can.
I never knew that.
Yeah, well, it's more common in men than women. And, you know, one of the things about being the only man on this show full of women is that, you know, I'm here to teach you guys some things about
women.
All right,
okay, well,
let me teach you. Guys about
anyway,
I already taught you about the jacket trick, so now you know that men can get hernias there, and that's how they check it. So if your boyfriend ever comes back from his physical and he's walking a little strange, you know why. So Randy, what's next?
Okay, another strange, interesting news. So guys, who's all a James Bond fan?
Me.
Okay, so guys, look, you know we're in. Damn. Hey, I like it. I'm gonna keep talking over the James Bond music. So, guys, it's a new thing. So, have anybody heard of LaShawna Lynch?
Yes. She was in the Captain Marvel movie.
Yes, she was. Well, guess
Beautiful.
What? She's going to be introduced as Born 25. She's going to be the new 007.
A woman?
A black woman.
Shut up.
This is serious news, guys.
Now, so this there's
I
something
did not know that.
Now there's That's something amazing. Interesting. There's a little not a caveat, but there's just a little catch to that story there. They're not sure if she's going to be named Bond or not, but she's going to take the call sign, though. She's going to take the 007 call sign, which, you know, I think 007 or James Bond is a fictional character as it is anyway, so I think that it doesn't matter what race or what gender it is. My question to you is that, and just to everybody here in the room, is this idea of kind of following the same suit that what Men in Black did. They had another beautiful African American lady play in that. They had I'm thinking of Star Wars with Rey as one of the main characters in that. It just seems like this trend is.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, yes, it's going to be an African-American female, too. I just, at what point does it become
not
stale?
Shocking.
Stale. Yeah, not shocking.
Not there shocking
you.
Anymore.
Yeah, not shocking. I wonder. I just hope that it doesn't kill James Bond. I think that it's a great idea. It's a fictional character. Who cares? Much like the Ariel thing. Who cares who Ariel is like that? It doesn't matter. I feel like Hollywood kind of is falling into this groupthink idea, which has been a common thing on our show today. It's just been... this idea that this is the direction that all movies should go now. And I wonder about that. What do you guys think?
Wouldn't it be a good thing if it's not shocking anymore, though? I kind of like that it's when it becomes the norm is when I think we've accomplished a lot more as a society. I'm getting really deep.
That's a good take. I'm not saying that that's a wrong opinion
at all. I see exactly what you're saying,
yeah.
But I guess what I mean is maybe it's a means to an end, and the end is hopefully that we don't get shocked by it anymore.
I kind of want to like mimic on that, because I'll say for me, when I first came here to Atlanta, Georgia, and moved, I noticed when I was watching commercials, it was a lot of African-Americans on commercials.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That was new for me, because in Texas, it's not a lot of that.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was shocked maybe for the first like 6 to 7 months. And then it became a normal for me. So I would hope for the same thing, that it becomes a normal. However, I don't know how this is going to go with James Bond.
I hope that she's just a badass, man.
I know.
That she's got like a line full of guys like just ready to go, that she's betting to at the same time. I think it would be awesome to have her kind of be that role.
Yeah.
And I just hope that it's not full of political correctness this PC culture that we're kind of developing. I just hope that it doesn't go that direction, which a lot of Hollywood is doing. And on that note, I'm being told that we need to take a break. We'll come right back. We'll talk a little more James Bond and some other stuff.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Brandon.
And if you're a parent, check out Dadsplaining a Fatherhood podcast.
We're two first-time dads trying to figure out fatherhood.
Every week we talk about parenting topics like sleep training and tantrums, and interview other moms and dads to hear their parenting stories.
We're definitely not experts on fatherhood, but we do like to share what we've learned so far.
So if you're looking for a parenting podcast that doesn't take itself too seriously, search for Dadsplaining a Fatherhood podcast.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, what in the world? How in the world did this promo get on my show right here? That Jesse Brooks broke into my show earlier episodes, and now he's getting his promos put on my show like this? This is outrageous.
Jesse,
I have to talk to management here at WSB right now. This is not okay. He steals my studio. He steals all my cords out of my drawer here at WSB. Listen, we have thousands of studios here at WSB. Hallways that are the one. Actually, I think we have the longest hallway in the world. It's over yonder, and he has to come and put his stuff on our show. This is not okay. I'm not cool with this.
Well, you know, Jared, I mean, we're all a family. What's the problem?
No, Jesse Brooks and the Dadsplaining podcast, we are not family.
It's an amazing
with them.
Podcast for dads. I think it's great.
Do you remember when he came and he broke into our show
and
like that?
He apologized. Yeah. We have moved past that, Jared.
No, I have not moved past it. You know what, you guys.
Forgiveness.
Somebody has daddy issues.
You guys can move past it. No, I don't have daddy issues.
Yes,
I'm just concerned about this James Bond story, because we kept talking about this during the break, and this is fascinating. I think, Nicole, you brought it up. Bond boys. I like this idea of
Lashana
Lynch, right, is the actress's name.
She's sir.
And she's going to be the next James Bond.
I think next 007.
The next 007,
Let's
you're right.
Let's be clear.
Yes, not necessarily James Bond. And I think that... you were saying that so there'd be Bond boys, and you were also going in another direction about it too, with where it could go.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we were talking about normalizing, and what I was saying during the break more so is maybe just let some things be. As a franchise, James Bond has had its day. We could just create a new female character that's not even 007. It could just be its own thing.
Right.
I agree. I always thought that the Laura Croft.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, yes. she was. Well, they did they did a remake recently. I don't know
they
how well it did, but I know that it was. I mean, I mean, she was a badass, and
I used
won-
to play the game on PlayStation.
Die Hard.
It was super amazing. Catchy. So I wonder why. To your point, I wonder why they wouldn't make just a new, maybe a new British agent, you know, 008 or something like that. I guess I know it doesn't have the same ring to it that 007 does, but that is definitely a direction they could take, and it's just interesting to me that they.
We know why they're doing it.
Well,
you know, we're just all trying to make, you know, I mean, not that I'm, you know, against it, but I get why you're just trying to you know, push
coins.
The bars, change up things. Yeah. I get it. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully she does a good job, and hopefully it's not all full of the PC nonsense that we've talked about before. But Nicole, I know you've got a good story for me. What's going on?
Okay, so this is exciting, guys. Diddy is going to bring back Making the Band.
Oh, my God!
In 2020,
Whoa.
Which is so exciting for so many people, especially me, who has always had a huge crush on Sean Puff Daddy Combs.
Oh, yeah, Nicole, share with us. Come on. Come on, Nicole.
Okay.
Tell us about that story you told me today.
All right.
About your lovely poster board.
I'm going to back into it a little. You know, when you were younger, did you guys do this? Did you make collages out of magazine clippings? It was obsessive.
I still have them in my room.
My mom has
it changed my room.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, no. There's collages of John Mayer.
It was a thing,
NSYNC,
yes.
J.C. Chess's.
Okay, oh, thank God.
Usher, so I had a great Usher one.
Actually, mm-hmm. Finish the rest of your story, because she may not have done that
part. I got excited.
The next part of your story, she probably didn't do, Nicole.
Okay, so to make a long story short, we were moving out of my childhood home. My best friend was helping me pack up my room, and she found this piece of purple construction paper, and it was like in the movies, you know, when the room starts closing in on you, and I was like, oh my God, I know what that is. Slow-mo. Oh, no. And she goes, what is this? And it was cutouts of Diddy and me with,
and
like,
you.
His arm around me.
No, you did not. No.
Shut up.
Little hearts.
Oh,
no, the best one? Okay, so I think this was when I was, like, 12 or 13. So Shake Your Tail Feather had just come out. One of the greatest songs of all time.
Shake Your Tail Feather.
So it was a picture of Diddy, Murphy Lee, Nelly, and me.
Oh.
And the caption was, me and the boys.
Did you spell boys with a Z?
Yes, I did. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. I love that story.
Oh, okay, so you made this at 11 years old, you said?
Like 12 or 13, probably.
But you know what? This is a theme, again, with today's PowerPod, is that teenage girls are insane.
It was 2 years ago. Confession, Tara.
Just confession. I'm the one who found it, and it was 2 years ago.
What? So what?
She moved in with her husband.
I still have it framed over my bed.
I don't. Oh, my God.
I do not.
Now, why do y'all, so what was this fascination with doing this? The, like, the, what was the big one, too? Of course, who's Katy Perry married to? Why am I blanking?
Orlando
Bloom. That was the big one, yeah.
My heart.
Or Orlando Bloom.
I don't think they're married.
They're married?
They're engaged.
Okay, they're engaged.
Oh, okay.
They've been an item for a while.
Thank you very much.
If I don't get attacked over here, I've got people attacking me from all angles.
We all pull out our collage of Orlando Bloom.
Yes.
They are only engaged.
I remember, you know, hanging out with friends that would have that, have him especially up, and I just didn't understand. Like, I never, I don't know, maybe it's just a gender thing or something like that, but I didn't even have, though, like, I mean, some
the
of my friends
were. Playboy girl,
so,
you had that.
You were, well, I thought you said you liked Britney Spears. You had, like, a girl crush, girl, mm-hmm. guy, you know.
Well, I mean, I definitely liked her, but I didn't necessarily put her on my wall or anything like that. I had friends that would always have, like, the, you know, the half-naked girls all around the room like that. But I wasn't allowed to do that. I don't think I would have done that necessarily if that were the case.
You
just
don't
because
strike me as that kind of
just
guy.
Just because, you know, like, if you invite somebody over and they see that, I mean, immediately it's like, oh, okay, well, we know his taste in women like that, or what he likes, or if you're actually trying to mac when you're 12 years old, 12, 13 years old,
which I was trying to do, guys. Yeah. Let me tell you,
yeah. Boys.
Yeah. So, me and the boys,
me and Diddy.
Yeah, so I
missed out because now I'm married. So sorry,
his lost girlfriend.
Yes, he did.
Sorry.
So I don't know. I just think that it's a little.
It's just something you won't understand, Jared.
So let it go.
Do
Thank
you guys
you.
Remember J14, the magazine? Maybe
yes,
just
I wanna,
just for
that's
teens.
Where you got. Is that where you got
That's
all
where
your
I
content?
Got a lot of my content.
Cool.
Now, Randy, did you do stuff like that? Did you have your favorite
I did.
Favorite man?
I used Twister magazine. That was one I used to use a lot. But
Twister!
And Word Up. This might be a little older. A Word Up magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
That one. But yeah, I did. I was a big B2K fan.
Oh,
J-Boog was my baby daddy, okay? And, but I never like cut out myself. I ain't go to heaven, but I would cut him and I would kiss him every day before I.
Yeah, totally.
Know,
I just made up the story for the PowerPod, so it's fine.
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. You are no. You are on the record. And,
I'm gonna just go home now, guys.
Yeah. No, you can't go anywhere with those alien headphones
That's
on.
True.
Tina, what's next?
What's next? Okay, so I've got a great story for you. Really, the ladies are gonna find this amazing. Oh, maybe the men too. A woman on Instagram earns $300,000 a year posting photos of her bum.
$300,000? Wow. I did not
yes.
read that
Can
part.
So, ladies, we're in the wrong profession here.
She does have a groom.
And it says that she's
oh, yeah,
claiming,
I'll say it. She's got a great butt.
Claiming that she inspires though? People, okay?
To get
now,
a Brazilian
let me just show
butt
you
lift.
This booty. Hold up. There we go.
Her, can you turn
yeah,
it?
She's 26. Yeah, she's 26 years old, and she her name is
that tiny waist.
That's what makes it look good.
Yes.
She's got a tiny waist.
She's
her ass is normal.
Sand.
I'm sure it's also how she's positioning herself too.
Natalia Garliboto, right?
I think so. She's
you know
Brazilian.
Jared, you've been dreaming about her.
Jared
yeah,
has
Jared.
A collage at home.
I necessarily, yeah.
Just of her butt.
Me and the butts.
Me and the butts with a Z.
All hanging out.
But see, so the story's kind of sad when you keep reading it because uh-oh. She's saying that trusting people is tough now because Instagram is kind of a form of currency that everyone wants and just it's ruined relationships and friendships.
Girl, bye.
My girl, you're making cash.
Okay.
Stop just complaining.
Own it. You know yeah. what you were girl, move
and
on.
It says here that she has a degree from the University of Miami in business law and entrepreneurship. So, I mean, she could easily go and get I shouldn't say a real job because you know what? If you could go out there and shake your butt and make money for it, then bravo to her.
You know,
bravo. Like I'm all about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, you're spending 3 hours. You talk about going to the gym, Jared. She's spending 3 hours a day in the gym.
Yeah, but you spend 8 hours a day at your job.
So
her
this
job.
Is her job.
Her job
oh,
is
bad.
Her job is to stay in shape and to make sure that her next photo shoot looks good. I mean, for $300K, you know,
so
I think I would you know make myself look okay if that's what I was getting paid for it.
But I feel like if that's the case, like with all these new like social media apps where you can edit your body, why come I can't just, you know, my cheeks already look nice, but why come I can't just like,
you know, modesty, Randy and modesty go hand in hand all the time. That's one, those are two words that always, you know, just are always to link together, aren't
but
they?
But I'm saying all I do is like snatch my waist a little more and I can do the same thing. I ain't hating, but I mean, she ain't right.
Just don't use the face app on your booty.
Wrinkle booty.
Randy, good. Those pictures we took at your pool party. Like, let's just, like, edit those and make a profile.
Yes, we can.
Ooh.
Come on.
You know what? You know what? I sense
side
a little, I sense a little bit of jealousy between the three of y'all. Looking
what?
At this.
Jared, you like to stir things
Jared,
up.
Jared,
I'm not trying to stir anything. You guys are like this. You know, I could do this better than her. That's what
that's
y'all
not
are
what
saying.
We're saying
basically,
better.
Let's
like
our own
either.
Account. Let's go edit our fit photos like that.
We just want to make that cash, okay?
Well, okay.
Maybe she has the goods. You know, that's maybe
Jared,
that's what's necessary.
Do you want to be on the account too? You can post photos if you want to. It's okay.
I'll be the admin. I'll be
a part of this.
I'll be the Instagram pimp. How about that?
I want to throw shade back at Jared. You've been in a mood, boy.
OMGZ.
You know what? I'm feeling great. I'm feeling absolutely great, and I applaud this woman for all that she's done and all the future money that she's going to make for people being jealous like you three women in here.
She said no one.
So jealous.
Now,
I'm happy for her.
I have an important manly story for y'all because you know what? We're going to talk about Instagram butts like this for so much. You know, I've got a good story for y'all. I know that y'all have been waiting for the Madden rankings to come out for Madden 2020, right?
Are they out? I can't wait. Oh, my God. It's
see,
like Christmas.
See, that is the attitude I'm talking about. See, we've got intern Lexi in here, too. She's like, yes. That's who I need
she's
to learn
not.
From there. She's super interested in this.
She ain't excited.
In
that's
this,
why she's here.
And these Madden 2020 ratings. A couple of Falcons actually got snubbed. So, believe it or not, wide receiver Calvin Ridley. Only a 79 overall. Are
what?
We not outraged over this?
79
like, are we not
get
79
out of here.
Over? Are we not outraged
I'm
over this? Because I know
he's
I am.
At least a 10.
Yeah.
No, it's out of 100. Thank
about,
you.
Like, help us. We don't know what that means. So 79 out of 100.
Yeah,
that's
79 out of 100.
So he sucks. Is that what's going on?
That's
like
a C plus. Yeah, that's a C plus.
Okay.
Now,
and what do you think he should be?
Considering Julio Jones is 98, I think Calvin Ridley should be at least an 86.
Wait, he's a 98. Julio Jones is that low now?
No, 98 is good.
Oh, so the closer to 100 is what you want.
Yes,
I did
yes,
not. I thought what you
look,
thought. That's why I said 10.
Listen, we are girls, Jared. We don't know about this.
Listen, you know what? It is 2019, Randio. And you know what? Anybody can play Madden, no matter what their gender or what their
okay.
however they identify like yes. that. The fact that you would be this non-woke about. This is sleep.
No. Oh my. No. Whoa.
I think we gotta take a break.
Sit
now.
Down.
This is sleep about these Madden rankings. You know what? You could be the next Madden star. I could see you next year. You'll be the one playing to win the tournament for Madden next year. But you'll have to go through me, and then I'll beat you.
Oh boy, bye.
You know,
next.
You know, I was ranked on Madden for a while, and I have to say, I agree with the NFL players and their stance.
That.
Believe it or not, the Falcons were actually not the angriest about this, though. There was Keenan Allen. I know you guys know that. It's
a huge
name. He only got an 89 overall.
Sure.
Definitely should have been 95. Right. And on that note, we'll be right back here on the Power Pod!
The Power Pod on WSB Radio. Join the show at 800-WSB-TALK or leave a comment using the open mic feature on the WSB Radio app.
Yeah, all the fights here in the studio are just insane. I mean, Nicole was literally pulling Tina's hair over who should be on the Madden cover this year.
Yeah.
Nicole's a big Chiefs fan, Kansas Huge. City Chiefs, and she's upset that Patrick Mahomes is on the cover because she thinks the Madden curse is a real thing, and I had to calm her down. And then Randy jumped up there and said, you know what, I think Dak Prescott should be on the cover. And I explained to her that Dak Prescott really wasn't that great last year.
Wait a minute.
And then she's getting mad again. I said that it should be Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan had one of the best seasons ever last season, despite having no defense. So, you know, we're just fighting each other right now, and there's only one way out of this, and that's Randy's rundown. But you know what? Before we even get to Randy's rundown, people ask questions. You know, they email us, they leave open mics on the WSB radio app, and they're like, you know what? What is Randy's rundown? And I say, well, if you listen to two or three other shows, then you probably would understand that it's the stories that we just couldn't miss throughout the week. So let's do Randy's rundown!
It's Randy's Rundown.
All righty, Mount Rushmore. Has anybody ever went?
No.
Well, guess what? This one woman, she went and she got arrested because she was trying to climb it.
What? Oh, why the heck would she do that?
I don't know.
Okay, you shouldn't be climbing any historic monuments like that or historic carvings. That would be like somebody trying to climb the carvings over on Stone Mountain here in Atlanta.
Yeah, I've tried that.
Yeah. So. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe when you put your little alien headphones on over there, you become a different person. What's next?
Yeah, so shout out to Beyonce and Meghan Markle, guys. They were out hanging out at the UK Lion King premiere.
Oh, American royalty.
Yes.
And British royalty.
I guarantee you by next week's Power Pod, we're going to have the movie of the year, hands down, because Lion King will come out over the weekend. And it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be huge. It'll be the top gross.
John Favreau directed it, too. And he's phenomenal. He directed all the Iron Man movies.
Two of the three
Iron Man movies.
Oh, it's going to be good.
It's going to be great. The anticipation is there. I can't wait to see it. What's next?
Yes, El Chapo. You know El Chapo?
The drug pen.
Yes, well, that Mexican drug pen, he was sentenced to life plus 30 years in U.S. prison.
Bye-bye. Well, it's probably about time. You know, he had this...
he'd been running for a minute.
He had this insane escape, right? Like, from a movie where a helicopter came and picked him up out of a jail
it's
in Mexico
crazy.
At one point. So
that's so badass. I'm sorry.
It really is. But, well, I'm glad that, you know, we got him and... apparently, you know, they identified his junk, and that's how they were able to...
Are you for real?
That's how they were able to convict him
of
all the
charges. It was the Russians.
What?
He was probably using...
The junk app.
He probably was using junk app. I like that.
I didn't even know that.
Be careful. The Russians are collecting data on all of us, especially our junk. What's next?
Okay, yes. So you've been talking about Nicole and her lovely alien headphones. Well, guess what? Viral Area 51 raid amasses 1 million recruits, gets Air Force warning.
Now, this is going to be on September 20th. I know it's going to be from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., and... Right now, there's almost 2 million people that have signed up for this thing. And that's just, this is silly. Like, you've just basically told everybody when you're coming. And can you imagine having all these people, this is going to sound gross right here, but all these people have got to use the bathroom at some point, right? Like, so if everybody's amassing in one place, like, I mean, yeah, some people can raid, but, you know, a couple hundred thousand of them are going to have to use the bathroom and stuff. Oh. So this is already a bad idea on its premise. I think it's a joke in the first place. So, you know, maybe we'll see Nicole out there with her little alien headphones.
I signed up, so we'll see.
And we'll see her out there. What's next?
Well, speaking about the toilet and flushing drugs, let's talk about that, huh? Yeah, flushing drugs
Whoa!
In Tennessee.
Whoa!
Yeah, we're lucky. Yeah. Listen, the alligators have meth, okay? Meth gators. Tennessee police
walking
were flushing drugs to create hyper-aggressive alligators.
Those flucking gators. I can't believe
that. Meth gators. That's terrifying, though.
Gators I know, meth, meth gator. Ooh.
Yeah, okay. So this is quite a hypothetical, right? Where you're going to be, where you flush meth down the toilet, it goes downstream and eventually gets to where the gators live. The gators consume it and then they become meth gators. Okay. I think this is quite a stretch here, but either way, though, it's better than, I don't know if you guys saw it earlier in the week, but there was a rapper here in Atlanta named Mr. Alabama who threw his meth out of a high-rise building.
I know.
And I'm just like, okay, dude, if you had had a smaller amount, flush it down the toilet, man. Like, be smart. What's next?
Up next. Okay, guys, you know we are in hot Atlanta, right?
Yes,
well,
we
guess
are.
What? As current heat waves hits, reports predict killer heat in Georgia elsewhere in coming decades.
I read that. It's terrifying.
Very.
Does it not scare you a little?
Killer heat? Well, I think it's a bit of a stretch because considering that all of our weather data comes from, I think, 1886 and beyond.
That's true.
I believe. So I think that, I think that, you know, it's a friendly message of kindness. You know, take care of things.
Yeah.
Be careful and don't pollute the environment, which I'm fine with. I think
don't
that
use
that's,
straws.
Yeah, don't use straws. I think that, you know what, I'm a summertime guy. So if that means we get extra months out of Lake Lanier like that, then hey, I might be about that right there. But speaking of Lake Lanier, you know what? I'm hearing the call right now. I think it's about time for us to head out of here. This has been another amazing episode of the Power Pod. I am so glad that we had a chance to have some fun with y'all. Let's all put our hands here in the middle. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Put your hands.
Come on in.
Come on, intern Lexi. Come on.
Yay,
put your hands.
Lexi.
That's what we do here at the end. Yeah. So what we do is we count to three, and then we all shout at the top of our lungs. And, all right. So ready? On three. One, two, three.
Power Pod!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.